Rump steak. Purged aubergine.
Yes.
Egg. Frittata. Ah, trick question. That's an asthmatic rattlesnake. Okay. Vinyl.
What's cooking on 95 BFM?
Welcome to the BFM studios, Grace. From Outlier Festival, and Ruben from Totems.
Kia ora.
Also Milk and PHF. He's a man of many bands and many talents.
Oh, true. Appreciate it.
True! Let's go right off the bat. I guess this is at you, Grace, because this is sort of your buzz. What is Outlier Festival for the uninitiated?
It's
a cult.
Yeah, it's a cult. It's 3 days of experimental music or cathartic sound, primarily at Audio Foundation with one show at Sausage Gallery, and it's happening this weekend. Yeah.
I like that, cathartic sound.
Yeah.
You've got artists from all over the country, which is kind of quite impressive. And if people do want to check out a bit of some great copy about the festival, it's up on Under the Radar. There's a fantastic description there of what they might expect.
Yeah. Also on the Audio Foundation website, there is like an artist bio and links to all the music. And yeah, that'll give you a really good idea. I also made a mix of it. It's on SoundCloud. Yeah, through Friendly Potential. Yeah.
What's inspired you to put together this festival?
Oh, it's because this is the first one, right?
First one.
Matt?
Well, really just trying to... it's put together with my friend Tash Van Schadenberg. You may know them from Bib Kids. And we kind of just were chatting and about it for a while, and we wanted to do something in winter because winter's really depressing. And we wanted to showcase some artists that were pretty unknown or that you didn't often see performing.
I must say the whole lineup is very like, who's that? What's that? Who's that? What's that?
Exactly. Yeah, that's kind of what we were going for. So,
and also probably a lot of these artists are like, man, I want to play Auckland, and now's they're in. So it's really done.
Yeah, a lot of first Auckland shows for some of these acts that are from
out
of town.
And just like some first shows for Aucklanders as well.
Yeah, we got Networth, I think, first show in Auckland, and then Brian Mead as well.
And Fraser's Boring Music as well.
Is that
his first show? I don't know.
I'm not sure
about
that
before,
one.
So.
Yeah.
Some pretty cool, talented people playing some of their different stuff.
Really excited. And then, of course, there's also some... legends in the experimental music scene, like
Duckling Monster.
Yeah, Duckling Monster, Rachel Shearer, Hermione Johnson, and Emmett as well. Yeah.
Cool. Now, John normally sorts this out in a private email, so I'm not sure the MO that John's given you. Sometimes it's dinner at your house, sometimes it's just what music do you like. What was the MO? What did you say to them, John?
Done, I'll ask Bridge that question.
Bridge. Bridge.
Yeah.
Bridge. Is Bridge here?
So basically it's a guest selection for you guys this evening. So.
Yeah.
So we're doing a set together.
Yes,
and
as Totems?
Totems and Sequentia. Totems X times.
Nice.
And so, we're just going to play some stuff that has sort of influenced the stuff we've been making. Hey!
Hi!
Angel.
Well, look, I'll chuck this fader up. Why don't you kick us off with the...
The first song we're going to play is...
Is it Jan Jelinek?
Nah, it's by Dedekind Cut.
Just so you know, John's still reading about pigs over here.
Oh,
so if we could.
Fair enough. I've heard some pretty crazy things about pigs in my time.
They're so rad, though.
This is a very different vibe from the breakfast show at 8:30 a.m. yesterday.
Yeah.
That was last year.
They don't love pigs.
The first song is Instinct by Dedekind Cut, who's also known as Lee Bannon. a while ago, and he made beats for like Joey Badass and ASAP and stuff. But wow. Now he makes kind of like ambient experimental stuff. It's off the album Successor. I would highly recommend. Should I drop that bass
do
line?
I
mean, yeah.
What was that, Ruben?
That was Instinct by Dedekind Cut.
Big, it evolved.
Big tune.
Yo.
Massive
twisted tune. Twisted bass line, yeah?
Give us the...
If you've just tuned in, we've got Ruben from Milk PHF Totems, and also Grace from Outlier Festival in studio. Outlier Festival.
Grace is in Milk as well.
Probably okay. In other bands as well.
I'm, like, I don't get out of the house much. So. The Outlier Festival is happening at the Audio Foundation this weekend over 3 days. Lots of fantastic experimental music of all shapes and sizes by the sounds of things.
Yeah.
You guys are guest selecting some music for us.
Yes, because yes, some tunes.
What's next? What's next? What do you got?
Up next we've got some Burial.
Burial, no stranger to the BFM playlist.
We do not have this track though in the system.
Yeah, you didn't have it. It's from Untrue. What is it called again? Etched head plate. Yeah, we chose this one because it was pretty. Influential for us when we were trying to make this bloody old set that we're going to play this weekend. It's got like a lot of samples from video game soundtracks and gun shell casings and stuff, and we're using a bit of that.
Do you sort of tailor the set for the show, or is it like old songs that are kind of warped for the situation, or how are you approaching it?
Yeah,
we've
kind of all new.
Yeah,
oh,
well. We've all kind of just music. Made a set specifically.
That's cool.
Yeah.
For this, and so using a lot of the same kind of like samples from games and stuff. We're using a lot of samples from.
Yeah.
Like actually, we're using the sample that does that from Resident Evil. Actually, quite a few different. I got a Resident Evil sound effects pack.
Do you know the Teenage Engineering little pocket operators?
Yes.
The arcade one? Yeah. I've got one of them. It's so great.
Those are so sick.
Yeah, about value for money there.
Hard up. I love how many little music making things there.
Has semi-permanent happened, I think? Because the Teenage Engineering dude is speaking at semi-permanent.
That's right, yeah.
That gear is crazy good.
Yeah, definitely. All the OP ones and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, sorry, just to recap, what's happening right now?
So we are playing Etched Headplate by Burial.
Perfect.
Yeah.
A hardcore. He's not setting out to hurt people. He's got a lot of love in him. So, you know, for his mum, his brother, his girlfriend, he actually, I think, wants to do the right thing. So it's more a question of willpower, self-discipline, circumstances.
Me and him are the same.
That was Burial. Oh, such an enigma, Burial. And I think we're going to slip straight into another tune.
Yeah, the some one of tricks might never.
Thank you. Okay, text in saying Jarbless.
Send it right back.
Jarrastafari.
What's going on? What just happened?
That was a One Trix Point Never song called Nisso off the album Replica. It's a big tune, big album.
I've always pronounced that band on it like that. I've never said one.
Yeah, well,
so I'm glad that you've like, and I shouldn't have said anything.
Really. I only know that because it says it on the Wikipedia. It's like he's named after a radio station called like 106.7.
Nice.
And so I was like,
that's a cool anecdote.
Yeah. It's like a station that just plays like fusion jazz and stuff, apparently.
Very cool.
Like, hell yeah, brother.
Ruben, of course, is Totems playing Outlier Festival. Where'd the name come from? What for? I guess, Grace, this is one for you.
Yeah, DJ. The name. The name was a real problem. Yeah, it was like the last thing that... We avoided.
Such a necessity,
yeah. it's a necessity, and naming things always stresses me out.
Same.
In it's
a
so
big
permanent
way. Yeah. But I guess like Outlier encapsulates what, you know, we're doing with the festival, you know.
Fringes.
The fringes of society.
It's pretty underground. Yeah, it's pretty edgy.
Yeah. pretty
Audio edgy. Foundation is quite literally underground. So.
Yeah. exactly.
It's like the most underground of all the venues.
Yeah. Never thought about that before.
It's very catacombs.
That's why I hang out there.
And you were saying you're actually going to have two stages down there, which is dope.
Yeah, two stages. Otherwise, Sam will get really annoyed at me because we'll end up going way after midnight and, you know, he'll get grumpy. And so we got to, you know,
fair enough.
Quick turnovers.
Just got to smash
those turnovers.
Yeah,
they have lots of different spaces down there. If you haven't been down to Audio Foundation, it's a really interesting underground venue. They've got like a gig room, they've got a big grey room, which they'll have exhibitions in there, and then they also have a gallery space and a library with musical instruments that you can
Very cool.
Yeah, you can borrow homemade and donated musical instruments, which is actually how I started making electronic music. Fun fact.
Perfect. How perfect is that?
Yeah,
the system works.
It all comes round. Yeah.
Oh, dente.
Audio and Foundation for life, by the way. That's such a wicked
huge
job.
Huge shout out.
Hell yeah. Massive.
I feel good about that shout out. That's good. Outlier Festival kicking off Friday, going through to Sunday. Where are we going now? We've got another one lying around, don't we?
The last one.
What is it?
It's by our old mate.
It's Jan.
It's our old mate Jan.
Jan Jelinek.
The song's, I guess
this
it's...
This is a nice one.
I guess it's Moiri, in brackets, piano and organ from the album Loop Finding Jazz Records.
It's a good one. Lots of nice textures.
Lots of good textures. Yeah. Check this album out. It's, the whole thing is like this, and it's just super relaxing and beautiful.
What is it, Jan? How do we spell this? What's going on?
J-A-N.
Like.
Just like I thought.
Yeah, just, you know, just Jan. You know,
I do.
Jan from Whack White, you know.
Is it Jan?
Actually,
I wanted to say Jan.
Yeah.
It probably is. He is German. It probably.
Motherfucker.
He probably. Ever...
John's like, I think it might be Jan.
Ah, yeah. Damn. Yeah, is it Jan Jelinek though? Is it?
It's like Jan Hammer.
Is it? But is how many N's is in that? Is it one? This has got one N.
I'm better at pigs.
I don't know.
Oh. Jan, if you're out there.
Every time, it's just like,
Jan Jelinek. All right, I'm going to drop this bass, dutty bass line.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you very much for coming in and selecting music, Grace and Ruben.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much for your hospitality.
All the best for Outlier Festival. People can jump online and get tickets for certain nights this weekend, or you can get a weekend pass.
Yeah, so... well, they've kind of got different vibes. Like Friday, I think, is going to be a little bit more dancey, and then Saturday appears to be a little bit more goth, a little bit more cathartic. And yeah, there's festival passes on Under the Radar, or you can get $15 door tickets for each night. We have two daytime shows that are Koha, and you can also listen to Preview, Networth and Slatopia, who are coming in tonight to play live on Freak the Sheep.
In just a couple of hours time, perfect.
Yeah.
Should we go out with some totems?
Oh, yeah, go on then, mate.
Right, Outlier Festival this weekend.
It's going down.
Kia ora, team. Thanks so much.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
That was What's Cooking on 95 BFM.